News time is 7:39. Triple team traffic. And how's it looking now, Andy?
Amanda, we are starting to see the accidents piling up in the Salt Lake Valley on the city streets. Just a quick list of some of them. 90 is south, 4100 west. We had 126 south right in front of Riverton High at 2700 west. We've got an injury crash on 56 west near 4300 south. And the newest one just popped up along Creek Road in Sandy at about 3200 east. Now, that's just the city streets. We've also got delays on the freeway, essentially from Draper all the way to downtown, with the worst of it in that first portion between Bangor Highway up to about 5300 south. Eric?
Well, we got snow falling again in Payson this morning. If you're in the south end of Utah County, we did have a southbound accident there earlier on I-15. Right now, no accidents reported. Just be careful. You've got more or less normal rates of speed from that point all the way up to the Pioneer Crossing exit in American Fork. At that point, though, you start slowing down, a slow spot between the two main streets, American Fork and Lehigh, and then right at 2100 North as well. Heather?
The biggest problems we're having in Weber and Davis County is your city streets in Ogden. We've had one rollover reported on 31st Street right near I-15, but now other traffic troopers are saying multiple people are spinning out on that bridge on 31st Street. Then you've got at least 10 cars and trucks involved in a crash on Riverdale Road heading westbound. It shut down the westbound lanes of Riverdale Road right near 700 West, so you need to find an alternate route. And then I-15 very slow as well, trying to get into Salt Lake with a couple of accidents. The Advocates won't let you get bullied by insurance companies. Don't get bullied. Call 801-355-5550 or visit UtahAdvocates.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.